Story 1, Activity 12. Listen to 5 recorded passages and write down who is speaking. A.
I miss the crowded long streets and elegant cafes of my city, all my friends, and especially my dear daughter Malie. I wouldn't have left a stable position at the administration of the Telegraph if it hadn't been for her. I have to make good money for her dowry. She deserves it, my little Malie. B.
We have had 6 bad months so far and got little ivory. The armed strangers who came yesterday are traders from Luanda, a city on the coast of Angola. They have more ivory than they can carry home, so they would like to sell it. I know they are bad fellows, but who cares? Shall we buy their ivory? Good ivory, good money. Director will be happy.
C.
We have been eating boiled rice for weeks, and you want me to drink coffee without sugar? I can't go on like this. I need to eat and drink something decent.
You know very well that the sugar and cognac are for an emergency. If we use it now, what will we have for when we're sick?
Oh, come on, please, be reasonable.
No way. I am the chief here. You must be reasonable.
My chief? You? A stingy old slave dealer? That's what you are. Give me that sugar at once.
D.
These white people are really mysterious creatures. They all look the same to me. I can't tell one from the other, apart from their height. I wonder where the other white man went. He disappeared. He must be hiding somewhere underground. Maybe this is the way white men go back to their country. They are powerful and rich. They have treasures in their huts.
E.
They must be mad at home to send me such imbeciles. I told those fellows to plant a vegetable garden, build new sewer houses and fences, and construct a landing stage. They won't know how to begin. I always thought the station on this river was useless, and they just fit the station.